Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Kurt Pate as we talk about facilities for your beef cattle herd. Back on that in just a moment.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
These days, you can spend just about anything on your cattle facilities. You can spend a whole lot, or you can spend a very small amount, or virtually nothing at all. According to Kurt Pate out of South Dakota, who's one of the gurus in this country when it comes to low-stress cattle handling, you don't have to spend top dollar, but there are some things within your facilities that you want to invest into to make sure you're able to handle your cattle right, not wear yourself out in the process.
Sure, and you know, facilities are very, very important. Having good facilities is, that's a responsible thing to do. But how much facilities you can have and still be profitable is important too. So the higher our level of stockmanship becomes, the less we depend on facilities. I think you need an absolutely good chute, whether it be a hydraulic or a good manual chute, and a good lead up and facilities working into the chute. After that, everything's a bonus. If you're handy enough and your cattle work properly, I sometimes think it's better to have an electric fence set up where you don't have any, you can't put any pressure on those animals out there in the pens. You got to rely on skill. But then once you get them up into that area where the animals are going to be restrained and they're going to have quite a bit of pressure put on, we should have that as safe an environment for the animals and the working people at that time.
What does a good lead up type, you know, facility look like, you think?
Oh, it can be a circular tub. Or a real popular thing is a bud box right now. Whatever. If your cattle are working right, it's just like a horse. If you have a horse that works right, you could ride him off a cliff if you asked him to. You would never ask him to do that, but that's what he should feel like underneath you. If your cattle are working right and you've got them trained properly, you can drive them in a truck, you can drive them anywhere. And so then the facilities to get them up there are not so bad. And I've seen some awful, sad setups where people knew how to work and they got by with it.
You talk about the fact that, you know, it sounds like there needs to be a certain amount of rapport that a cattle producer needs to develop with his herd.
Yeah, I think we need to start thinking of ourselves not as cattlemen, but with our stockmanship, we need to think about training cattle to work just like we think about training horses to work for us. So the cow-calf producer, he's kind of like the colt starter. He gets these cattle where they understand pressure and they understand that there is a release of pressure. And then when the stalker or the backgrounder gets them, they add to the training. And by the time that animal gets to the feed yard, he is fully trained and knows how to work through every situation. Then we don't have that stress added on with all the other stresses that come with a big, huge change in an animal's life when they get with all the things that a feed yard would provide.
Cattle handling guru Kurt Pate. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Star Lake Cattle Ranch, Skiatook, Oklahoma is hosting their last sale. At 10:30 a.m. Friday, October 19th and Saturday, October 20th, the cattle, embryos, recipients, semen, and equipment owned by the ranch will go up for auction. If you can't attend in person, the sale will be broadcast Saturday on RFD-TV. Both Friday and Saturday auctions will be on the Internet through Superior Productions and Live Auctions. For more information, contact the ranch at 918-396-4322 or go online at starlakeherfords.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.